Go ahead, PK.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Skates. We had a joint AP and committee meeting on January 15th, and you can find it under tab 13, and Dr. Hogan's going to give a presentation under section 6 of that tab, and after we do that, I have some motions to run through.
Okay, I'll get started. I'm going to present the alternatives for Framework 2 to the SCATE FMP. We have four alternatives in this framework. The first one is to set SCATE specifications for fishing years 2014 and 2015. The next two deal with possession limits, and then we have one that alters reporting codes. So this first alternative for annual catch limits is the no-action alternative. It's based on the specifications for 2012 and 2013. It doesn't incorporate any of the updated survey data or the revised discard mortality rate estimates, which is our latest science. And this would allow for higher landings of skate when two species are experiencing overfishing and survey indices for the two primary species have decreased. So option two, this is the PDT recommendation, and the committee and AP supported this option as well. It incorporates that updated survey data and revised catch biomass medians. I should clarify, in my streamlining, I missed a step. We had to revise the catch biomass medians using those revised discard mortality rate estimates. This does result in a reduction in the overall ABC, but it's supported by the reduced survey indices for little and winter skates. So this third alternative, turns out we don't actually need it. It's still included in the document. On our last PDT call prior to the committee meeting, we were informed that to meet the standards, we had to include another alternative for analysis. So that we had enough alternatives that met legal standards. But after that committee meeting, we found it was concluded that the only feasible or viable option is option two, because we're merely enacting the actual framework, and there's no other way to calculate an ABC. So I'm accepting motions. I think PK's set for this. This can be moved to considered and rejected, but I left it in the document just for continuity. Okay. Moving on along to our skate wing possession limits. This is status quo. This would have two seasonal trip limits. The first one's May 1st to August 31st of 2,600 pounds. Second one, September 1st to April 30th of 4,100 pounds. The PDT thinks it's sufficient to keep status quo based on the landings not achieving the TAL in recent years. In 2012, they achieved 70.5% of their TAL in the wing fishery. Our option two would decrease the possession limits for the wing fishery down to 1,500 pounds in that first season and 2,400 pounds in the second season. Now, this table on the slide is part of our economic analysis. There's text associated with it in the document. But this just is a simulation study that our economists did that would kind of gives you an indication of how much of the TAL is expected to be landed based on fishing conditions in 2011 and 2012. Our third possession limit option is no season at all, just be 5,000 pounds throughout the year, and this exact same simulation study suggests that we would be triggering the incidental trip limit in October and December, depending on whether it's similar to 2011 or 2012, and it's estimating that the TAL would also be exceeded. So the PDT and the committee also supported the status quo possession limits for the wing fishery. Now, the bait possession limits, they have to be included in the framework because the regulations state that both must be specified. So the PDT is not recommending any changes to the bait possession limit either. It has also not exceeded its TAL in recent years. as our action alternative, we have included 20,000 pounds, which was a previous possession limit for the bait fishery. So last up are changes to the dealer reporting, or VTR and dealer reporting codes. This is the no action. These are the current reporting codes available for both fisheries. And if you go with no action, there would be no change. The PDT is recommending some changes to these reporting codes, hoping to improve species-specific reporting, which is a requirement of the original FMP. There are two columns here, the bait code. We would only be removing the unclassified code. But for the wing codes, after or on our last PDT call, they decided to go all out and removed some of the smaller skates from the reporting codes because they don't meet the market size. That's the current preference. There was some discussion about this at the committee and AP meeting, that what's to say that a market for these other species might not develop in the future, but we're assured by the people behind the codes, I can never remember all the department names, that they're just grayed out and they could be made available again in the future if markets did develop. But currently, what is it, little rosette and just the smooth skate, they don't meet the preferred market size currently. So hopefully today we'll have final vote on these alternatives, and I can turn around the document and submit it to NERO or GARFO early in February, and we're hoping for a May 1 implementation, but pending any unforeseen hiccups, it could be May 1-ish. But if you have any questions, just let me know.
Thank you, Fiona. Are there any questions for Fiona? Ellen.
I'm a little bit concerned about having to identify juvenile skates. I know that most of the observers can't tell the difference, and I think there are quite a few of the fishermen who can't. There's several juvenile skates that are very, very similar that I have trouble identifying quickly. So how are they? I mean, you're not going to get a better data from this because you're going to be probably, if they can't identify it, they're just going to stick it in one of those. So you're going to have more of one species of skate. How are you dealing with that?
Are you referring to the wing fishery or the bait or both?
I'm talking about the mainly the bait fishery because the wing fishery are larger fish. The bait fishery are small fish, and they're juveniles, and it's very difficult to tell them apart.
The two species that that mainly applies to are little and winter. And there's a mixed, it's a third item down, it's a mixed little and winter code. So if they're unsure of, if they happen to be landing juveniles that they just can't identify, they can utilize that code. And I should also mention the GARFO is working on a revised skate identification guide that is, they're hoping to mail it out, I believe, with the permit holder letters.
Okay, I'm going to make a comment on that. I'm glad the little and winter skate are together, but I think you're going to have the smooth and thorny skates are also very difficult when you're talking very small fish. And I don't see the fishermen taking every single fish and, you know, really looking at a key to make sure what it is. So I'm it's not a make or break, but I think you're asking for problems. Thanks.
Other questions for Fiona? Any questions from the audience? Okay, PK.
Take us home. With that, this is not a committee motion. Karen has some of them. I think all the motions. But I'd like to make a motion to move Section 4.1.3. The revised annual catch limits based on old catch biomass medians to the considered but rejected section. That's what Fiona was talking about at the beginning of her presentation.
Seconded by Terry. Is there council discussion? Is there any discussion from the audience? Seeing none, to the motion on the board, those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. The motion carries 16-0-0. BK, you're on a roll.
All right, this is, this motion is not a committee motion because I've combined some motions to simplify. I will read it in to the record. That I recommend that the council select the following as preferred alternatives to Framework 2. Number one, Section 4.1.1, Option 2, which is the revised annual catch limits. Bullet 2, Section 4.2, Option 1, the no action, which is from May 1st to 31st, 2,600 pounds. This is for, it should also say, wing possession limit, to just to clarify a little bit. And from September 1st to April 30th, 4,100 pounds. And then the third is in Section 4.3, Option 1, no action. Again, you can add to the bait possession limit. The no action, 25,000 pounds. Next, in Section 4.4, Option 2, the revised VTR codes, which takes out the unclassified code and modifies the bait and wing codes, as Fiona just on page 11 there, that simplifies it.
Okay, these were four separate committee motions that all passed, and we need a second. You're seconding, Tom? Is there council discussion? Is Mike?
Yeah, I will support the motion in all four parts of it, but I did want to comment along the lines of Ellen's comments about the fourth matter concerning the codes. I also have some reservations about whether this is going to get better or worse data. This was discussed extensively at the committee, and various people assured that they felt it would lead to better data. And therefore, I will support it as a whole package, but I must say I do still express some reservations. The other aspect of it that gives me some concern is it just strikes me that as a general matter, we shouldn't be designing into fishery management actions the details of how coding sheets are developed. Now, I understand there's some history and why it's necessary in this particular case, but as a general matter, I would rather have that left to the agency to deal with how we set up the coding for the collection of data. Now, having said that, I will support the motion as it's written. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to note for the record that Karen just made some corrections on the dates. Are there further comments? Are any comments from the audience? Dave.
Ouch. Are you trying to kill me? David Gaethel, Ellen Diane, I better be brief. I get electrocuted. I this last one, number four, I have two questions. One is, why are we having codes in the wing fishery for fish that it's illegal to possess? You're gonna confuse people. You're gonna get the wrong information. They're gonna indirectly violate themselves by reporting the wrong species because they don't know what they are. So I guarantee you somebody's going to write down thorny skates or barn doors or something. So I would, for that one, I would only have the things you're allowed to possess so that you can't screw it up. And on the bait fishery, I got to go back to it again. It's a volume fishery. I don't think you're going to get the information you think you're going to get. You're going to get skate little winter mix. That's what people are going to put down. They're not going to go look through 20,000 pounds of skates to find one thorny skate and maybe a smooth skate or whatever it is. And if you start getting things like that in the information, I'm going to almost guarantee that it's wrong. And the problem with this stuff is once you get it, you actually start believing it. You know, I mean, I see it all the time. I see it in my observer reports. The month of November, I was skate bait fishing. I had an observer every single day for the whole month. And most of the reports had ratios of somewhere between 80 and 90% little and 10% winter, except for one that came back 90% winter and 10% little. So, you know, there was an observer that got the wrong species. So if your trained professionals can't do it, why do you think that crewmen, who are the ones who are going to come in and tell the captain what the ratio was, are going to do this right? You're going to get crummy information, and crummy information is worse than no information at all, because I've seen too many times in this process where people actually believe what they read and assume that if somebody wrote it down, it must be right. So I would urge you to strike that section out and just keep it as unclassified, because I think that's all you're really going to get. Thank you.
Are there any other comments from the audience? Seeing none, back to the council. David.
I was not at the committee, and I'm wondering how the committee addressed the comments and the recommendations from the Sustainable Fisheries Association. If you notice, their logo has a dogfish on it. They're big on the elasmobranch skates, dogfish, and monkfish, and other things. We have that letter, number four, and in that letter they note that they would favor, I believe, not option one, but well, let's see here, where would it be? Well, anyway, so they favored, as shown in the letter, an increase in the daily possession limits from 2,600 to 3,500 from May 1 to August 31st, and from 4,200 to 5,500 from September 1 through April 30. And they make the suggestion, in order to allow the fishery to achieve the proposed total annual landings, keeping current fishing effort as a constant. So just, again, wondering why that particular industry request was not considered viable.
I think because at the committee meeting we did discuss that, but we figured with the revised ACL limits that it could potentially come close to it. So with the reduction in the ACL limit, we didn't feel that the committee didn't feel at the time that the possession limit should increase.
Okay. John, because you're coming up.
So far, so good. Attorney John Whiteside from the Sustainable Fisheries Association. I had submitted that letter on behalf of Marta Trawling, Sea Trade, and Zeus Packing, the three processors involved here. And our rough calculations, obviously we don't have the resources that this body does, are that at using that revised ACL, at the time that letter was submitted, the landings were 43%, and if we kept fishing effort as a constant, we calculated that it would be approximately 57% at that time, which would not bring us anywhere near the TAL by the end of the fishing year. So that's why we had come up with and proposed those increased limits to try and get to optimum yield. And that was presented, and the group decided to go otherwise. We would still advocate for that before you, and we would hope that you would consider it. Thank you.
Back to the council. Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to remind the council that though it's not explicitly addressed in any of the measures proposed before you, we do have an outstanding overfishing determination on winter skate, and this action we've discussed with staff, the rationale that this action is taking measures to eliminate overfishing on winter skate, which is obviously the target of the wing fishery, and I think the solution that we've sort of the accommodation we've come to, my understanding is that by maintaining the same possession limits but decreasing the TAL by 30 to 40%, as has been recommended by the committee, would be the step in the right direction to eliminate overfishing on winter skate.
Tom.
I'd like to ask Dr. Hogan if she had any opportunity since the committee meeting to look at the proposal from the industry to see how that would work.
Surprisingly, we did. I mentioned it to our economist on the PDT, and he did a little preliminary work, and he concluded that it was only marginally better than that option three that had some or predicted some overages in the TAL. So it has some problems. So the PDT is still standing by our status quo recommendation.
Any further comments from the council? Seeing none, those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. Motion carries 16-0-0. PK.
Okay, this is a committee motion that the council requests National Marine Fisheries Service publish a control date for the skate fishery for uses other than bait.
Committee motion that does not need a second. Is there council discussion? Is there any comments from the audience? Back to the council. Seeing none, those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. Those who are opposed and those who are abstaining, the motion carries 15-01. PK.
All right, this is it. Not a committee motion. I move that the council submit framework adjustment 2 to the regional office for approval.
Need a second? Seconded by Tom. Is there council discussion? Seeing none, those who support the motion on the board, please indicate so. Those who are abstaining. The motion carries 15-01. Doug.
Just a comment relationship to trying to get better identification via these refinement of the codes. I assume, one, that those are codes that are going to be used by dealers. If there's some way a year from now, 2 years from now, that we can have some kind of evaluation of whether this is actually helping or whether we're getting, as one commenter suggested, inaccurate data that's being reported, have some kind of evaluation, some way to maybe correlate it with observer data or observer information. I think that would be helpful in seeing whether we're actually getting an improvement by having those separate codes.
Thanks, Dugger. Is there any further business, PK? Is there any further business from the council? This meeting is adjourned. We'll see you at 8:30 for sculpts tomorrow morning.